business interests are passing laws against public health interests. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Pomerantz, assistant professor of public health policy and management at New York University, discusses why state laws can be important for our health.
In the United States, the primary public health concerns have progressed from communicable diseases to harm-causing products such as tobacco, food, drugs, and firearms, where the problems and solutions directly implicate business interests. The government historically addressed harmful business practices through protective policies or affirmative litigation. However, businesses are now using their political strength to defeat public health policymaking and litigation at the onset by urging the federal and state legislators to enact preemptive laws. Preemption is when a higher level of government withdraws or limits a lower level of government to act. Multinational corporations, their trade associations, and front groups have encouraged states especially to pass preemptive laws on a wide range of public health issues. One topic that is increasingly the target of preemption is food and nutrition policies. Our study found that between 2003 and 2013, 26 states preempted private and government litigation in the context of food. We also found that between 2008 and March of 2018, 12 states enacted 13 preemptive laws on food and nutrition policies, such as nutrition labeling, portion size, food and beverage taxes, and broad and undefined topics such as food-based health disparities. Since data collection ended in March, two more states preempted local governments from enacting sugary beverage taxes, bringing the total to 14 states with 15 preemptive laws in this context. Local governments are in a prime position to address fundamental public health concerns, such as health disparities, access to healthy food, and the cost of unhealthy food. Yet our research shows that they are increasingly not able to act to protect the health of their communities due to state preemption.
That was Jennifer Pomerantz of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.